Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to the podcast and welcome to day four of our Fresh Start emphasis. I just want to remind you, if you missed any of these days, you can jump on the church app and play catch up and be part of this. We think it's so powerful when we have a weekday podcast, we have a weekday meditation, and we have a reading plan that takes us through the Gospel of John in just 21 days where we're able to read it, process it, hear it, and do something with it. Well, I don't want to replace your reading in John 4. As you know on the podcast, what we try to do is use different devotionals and just thoughts, our thoughts about the passage, just to give you some handles as you read through it yourself. And so read it in your Bible, read it through the Bible app, listen to it through the Bible app, find some way to interact with it today, because John chapter 4, it's a powerful chapter. In my Bible, it's the headline in there is Jesus and the Samaritan Woman. If you know the story, you know that this woman shows up at a well that usually she's at by herself. She's usually there visiting every single day, but trying not to draw attention to herself. She goes at a time where she doesn't expect anybody to be there, especially a man. So she's walking up. I don't know what she's thinking. Chances are she saw him from a distance. She sees him there alone. As she gets closer, maybe she figures out that he's a Jew. And in the middle of that moment, she's trying to figure out, what is this guy doing here? I mean, she's probably confused. She might have even been afraid. And in that moment where this seems out of context, Jesus spoke to her. In John chapter 4, as you read this, Jesus breaks at least three social barriers and three cultural barriers of his time. Let me just hit them briefly. Number one, he spoke to a woman. Traditionally, Jewish men were not to be seen conversing with women. The second norm that he broke was he spoke to a Samaritan. When you read scripture, what you find is that Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. In fact, there's this turf war. There's this sense that we just do not talk to them. The third thing that Jesus did that was totally out of the norm in his day is he spoke to a woman he knew was an adulteress. This was a woman that we learn in John chapter 4 had more than one husband and was with the man that she's not even married to. And so in this passage, we already see Jesus do three big things. He spoke to her, he spoke to a woman who's a Samaritan, who is a sinner. Now, what's amazing about this is that Jesus doesn't just say hello. He doesn't just nod at her. He doesn't just go on his own way. Over the course of this conversation, something really powerful happens. He offers her a gift that she never expected, the gift of a lifetime, living water, eternal life. Here's what it says, "But whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again." She responds in verse 15. She says, "Give me this water so I won't get thirsty and I don't have to come here to draw this water again." So here she is standing beside Jesus himself, God in the flesh, and she doesn't fully understand what he's telling her. She took his offer for eternal life, this offer for living water, she took it literally. She didn't get it. She didn't understand it yet. But I think this is such an encouraging word for us today because it reminds us of what grace is. It reminds us that we don't have to fully understand it to receive it. We don't have to totally get it and be able to explain it away for us to embrace it. Here's this gift of grace. She doesn't understand it, and yet she becomes the recipient of it. I think sometimes for those that have been around the church for a long, long time, this is a hard part of the story. Sometimes when you've known Christ for a while, we put ourselves in a different category than the Samaritan woman. We think, I've got the Bible studies, I've attended church, I know about Jesus, I know about his story, I've got the right answers, I've got great theology. But one of the things we learn in John chapter 4 is the gift of Christ is for anybody. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what they've done. Grace reminds us that all of us are on the same playing field, that without Christ, we have absolutely nothing. And this woman wants what Jesus has to offer. She knew that she needed him. And so she says, "Give me this water." And that's all she had to do. She didn't have to jump through hoops. She didn't have to attend more. She didn't have to try to keep all the rules that Pastor Chuck talked about on Sunday. She just had to receive this gift. And so there's so much more we could say about John chapter 4, so I'm excited for you to dive into it today. But I just want to remind you that just like this woman, we're all thirsty. Just like this woman, we carry around the weight of our past sin and our past shame. But the promise to every single one of us, because we're all thirsty and we're all weary and we're all desperate, is that that same Jesus that offered her eternal life offers it to us today. And so would you respond to this passage today in a similar way that she responded? Give me this water. Pray and say, God, would you help me to find this living water? Well, that's all the time I have for today. I hope you'll jump into the app, and I hope you'll be part of today's weekday meditation. We can't wait to see you this Sunday morning as we continue talking about a fresh start.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.